coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. And if you heard me go out of that last hour, somebody around here, myself including, doesn't know what 10 seconds means. So I apologize. I was giving out the phone number, and all of a sudden you heard John Young doing that really cool voiceover, right, Sean?
Why, Mark, what do you mean?
I mean, you better watch your watch,
I'm sorry. I was trying to take care of our last caller.
You know I'm only capable of doing 47 things at the same time. The 48th one really throws me off.
Absolutely.
I've got a bunch of computer screens in front of me here, and my printer in my office broke. It's just flashing.
Is it a Mac?
It's an HP.
Oh, well, see, it doesn't like Mac.
The kind that every single time you buy ink for it, you think, I could have bought two more printers with the amount of money I'm spending on this ink.
You know what, Mark? That's exactly what I do now. When I run out of ink, I just go buy another printer.
You know, it's kind of like razors. You know, the
exactly.
Gillettes and all that.
Absolutely.
It's cheaper to buy the razor that comes with the two for $9 than it is to spend $29 on a pack of four blades. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Common sense. We have to start using it ourselves, don't we?
Yes, we do.
This is the roundtable hour of Armed American Radio, where we let our hair down as if we didn't in the first 2 hours. Really good program tonight, folks. I hope you were able to tune into the first 2 hours. If not, make sure you head over to armedamericanradio.com. Yeah, sometime in the middle of the night we'll have them up for you. You can go back and catch the first two. And the roundtable tonight, I am going to be joined by Alan Corwin. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Mark, you know that.
Oh, man, too much fun. And Jim Irvine.
Glad to be here. It's fun.
Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association, and Alan from gunlaws.com. And get this, guys, this is always fun. I love this one. George the Mad Ogre Hill.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure and a privilege to be here, as always.
George, welcome back this week. It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. This is the fastest hour on radio. Anywhere, on any station, on any channel. And it's a good time.
We knew with the lineup tonight that this was going to fly, and we really needed to somehow set clocks back.
Yes. I think,
you know,
I think Al Gore's working on that.
You know, I actually have a quote from Al Gore. He came out of hiding
this past week.
Yeah.
Well, you know the stress is off of them.
Right.
You know, masseuses are now safe to come out, and Al Gore's safe to go chase other masseuses. So it's all good for them.
Listen to this. I'll just read it because we can. So I wish I could do an Al Gore impersonation. How do you talk like wood?
You have to channel the inner Gorebot.
I'll have to work on that. So. Listen to this. So I have to tell you, in all candor and honesty, this battle has not been successful, and it's pretty much over for this year, Gore said. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I want to be realistic because we need to redouble our efforts for the battle that lies ahead. It's not over. It may be over in this session of Congress, and who knows how these elections will turn out. I do, Al. Call me. But the battle is not over, and we simply have no choice but to win this battle. That's three battles in one and a half sentences. Even while we are so painfully and so profoundly aware of the crises in which we find ourselves, even as we recognize the common thread linking the climate crises and the economic crises and our national security challenges, the Senate has still failed us. The United States government as a whole has failed us. The House of Representatives did its job in large part because of your efforts.
What he's saying there applies to all sides of this in an American system.
Thank you.
The battle for freedom never ends. It's a struggle in classic terms. You don't reach an ending. You continually need eternal vigilance. You have to watch out for your freedom. The forces of darkness make statements like Gore is with the intent of subjugating you, and you have to fight back.
He is, boy, well spoken. what he is talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is the battle and the crises is controlling you.
You got it.
It's what he's talking about. Nothing less. We must continue to fight to gain control of you.
So let me give you a suggestion here. This is Alan Corwin again. Along with constitutional carry, which turns them back on their heels, we've come up with a whole bunch of model legislation, and constitutional carry is a very deep step, but there's a much simpler one that we call the Protection of Private Property Act, and I can give it to you in one line. Any legally owned private property may be kept in or on a means of transportation at any place the means of transportation may legally be.
Boy, we need that in Ohio.
You definitely need that in Ohio.
What that means is if you have a firearm that you legally own and you have it in your vehicle and the vehicle is where it can legally be, they can't do anything about it. And the beauty of this is that instead of saying you must do this, we add teeth by saying anyone who discriminates against a person based on legally owned private property pays a fine and goes to prison.
Very nice.
There you go.
Very simple. There's about 8 model laws that you can introduce to change this dialogue. There's a blue button at gunlaws.com, model laws. And the best one, aside from constitutional carry, in my mind, is the Protection of Private Property Act. Legal property can be kept in a vehicle anywhere the vehicle can legally be. And that erases the gun bans without even saying gun.
Right.
It's exactly what we need. And let them fight it. Let them figure it out. But push them back on their heels and take the offensive for a change instead of defending yourself against stupid laws like San Francisco.
Well, you know, you make another good point, Alan, that when you said stand up for a change, we have been PC'd to death in America, and it is very disturbing. When I read the story about Obama, you know, apologizing again, this is a man who obviously does not believe in American greatness. He despises America's greatness.
That's right.
And he is doing everything in his power to dumb us down. And I know this conversation's been had in the White House. I know it has. Don't worry about it, Rahm. By the time they figure it out, it'll be too late. Unfortunately for him, we figured it out 2 years or 18 months, really probably 6 months into his one and only term. We have figured you out. Now, Sean, is he listening to us in Washington now?
No, they probably...
Is he on his way back?
No, he's back, but I think they're sleeping.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. It's pretty late, so, you know, he was out swimming today, so...
Well,
done enormous damage so far.
He
not only hates America, as near as I can tell, he's in that wacky left, not wacky, but serious leftist school that says America is the great oppressor, America is the great Satan, America has to be brought down, Evo Morales, Hugo Chavez, North Korea, Cuba, these people, almost the entire Arab world, wants to see America destroyed, and anything he can do that weakens us seems to play into his plans and the people he's surrounded himself with, ex-communists, wacko leftists, people who believe in socialism. If they can harm America, they will, and we need to stand up to that every way we can. We're wise to him. And the one-term thing, Mark, I have this theory that he plans to only be in for one term. If I was him, I would make as much trouble as I can, move things the way I'm moving them or the way he's moving them there, and then get out and make $100 million a year like Al Gore and not have the aggravation. Why
it's called elitism. That's elitism. That's liberal elitism.
That's right.
And I don't disagree with you. I have my theories. It'll be fun to watch November come.
I got a theory for you. And we were talking about racism in Senate Bill 1070 before. I mentioned this to somebody recently. What's the difference between Obama and his dog, Bo? Bo has papers.
George the Mad Ogre Hill, let's get your take on that. That's a sense of humor I would have thought would have come from you, my friend.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Isn't it?
I'm going to have to blog that one. Well, here's the thing.
You have about 20 seconds.
We've
mentioned some isms here.
Right.
And there's one that we have not, and one I really believe in, and that is American exceptionalism.
Yes!
I believe America is the greatest country on this planet, and it would be a very poor and bitter place if the U.S. was not the strong nation that it is. When we stopped buying French wine during the whole Freedom Prize episode, when France pulled out of the coalition of the willing, France's economy took a 5% hit, and it shook them to the core.
And when we come back, we'll talk about another ism, and that's gunism, because we have some questions for George the Mad Ogre Hill when we come back on Armed American Radio. Stick around.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. The roundtable has an open seat if you wish to participate. Feel free. chime in. We love it. Talk with me, Alan, Jim Irvine, and the Mad Ogre, George Hill, by calling 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Also, folks, don't forget to check out Armed American Radio on Facebook. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Click the little like button up there and have some fun. Join the several thousand people on there and help us grow it. Also, my book, Lessons from Armed America. Real easy to remember. Check out Lessons from Armed America at lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Co-written with my managing editor at Concealed Carry Magazine, Kathy Jackson. It is a good one. Getting some great reviews. And one that you need in your personal defense library. We are working on another one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll call it Lessons from Armed America 2. Nah, that would be too predictable. Let's go to George Hill real quick. George.
I'm thinking Lessons from Armed America Reloaded.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, Sean, yeah, let me say, you're in Dallas.
Yes.
And we just did that at the exact timing. Great minds think alike. Backup guns, George.
That was
big
awesome.
Question. Lots of people ask that question. Concealed Carry Magazine covered it in the July issue. Backup guns, good idea or not?
You know, I think it is a good idea. If you are in a tussle with somebody and you don't have access to you know, you can't get your arm down to your hip, you know, like say you're in a confrontation, and these confrontations happen quickly and they happen from close up.
And very, very violently, let's not forget that.
Absolutely violently. So say you're in a grapple with somebody. You can't access your gun normally, and so you know you need a backup plan. So you go to maybe the other side of your body where you might have a backup gun or a backup knife. I suggest a backup weapon and a gun or a knife either way, but you know the question is about backup guns. I think it's a great idea. I've carried a lot of them in the past, and the backup guns do tend to be small. They tend to be very light, and they tend to be things that I wouldn't normally carry unless they were backups, such as a North American Arms mini revolver and a 22 Magnum, or maybe one of the little ever-so-popular 380s. I think that's their key niche would be is a backup gun, not a main carry gun.
And not just for civilian carry. That's also law enforcement. In fact, the Ruger LCP, the Kel-Tec P3AT is another one. Mm-hmm. Taurus has a great line out right now.
Oh, and the Smith & Wesson backup 380.
The Smith & Wesson 380 is a great one. Also, let's not forget the 340, M&P, any of the Taurus revolvers. These are all great choices for backup guns. They don't take up a lot of pocket space. And they're
Absolutely. Easy
to conceal. I personally would be careful carrying on the small of the back. What are your thoughts? We've never discussed that.
Well, the small of the back carry was real popular for a long time, and I even tried it. And then one time, I got into a little tussle. I was knocked backwards, and I landed on that gun. And even though I wasn't injured, the shock to my spine was extraordinarily painful. And I've always moved the gun off of that spine location ever since. But, yeah, you could be very, very seriously injured if you have a good fall onto your back with that SOB carry.
And if you're too fat, it's very difficult to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you got to watch your waistline.
Right. Speaking of waistline, the appendix carry method, our good friend Rob Pincus has talked about appendix carry.
Gabe Suarez has done the same.
Gabe is huge on appendix carry,
right.
And actually has a holster. I believe it's called the Archangel or something of that nature.
That is exactly what it is. Folks, you can check that out if you're interested because we're talking about it at One Source Tactical, O-N-E, Source Tactical, onesourcetactical.com.
And for those that don't know, this is carrying the gun not on the hip, but right up front, you know, closer to the center line. And Pincus has a video on his Defense Network site where he talks about actually carrying a knife up front center line carry, and I've tried that pretty much ever since I saw that video. I've been trying it. It took a few, it took a little while to get used to it, but it's actually a very good idea because even in a tussle, you carry. I think this would be an ideal place for that backup gun because you can carry it up front. Either arm has equal access to it. even if you're a little heavy like I am, you know, I'm a beef eater. I like
George. You're not heavy. You're my brother.
I'm finna say the same thing.
Let's just say I'm comfortable.
Okay, let's switch gears here. I think we all agree that the backup gun's a good idea,
absolutely,
depending on the situation. Alan, thoughts?
Help me out here. Most people won't carry a gun at all. If a person decides to carry, the idea that they would carry two guns seems like a little much, especially if you're going about your routine day. And what you're calling a backup gun, you know, they say the best gun is the gun you have. And you would do better to have a .380 with you than your .45 Colt at home. And carrying a .45 or any full-size gun is quite a bit of work. You got to change your wardrobe. You got to be much more conscious of it. What are the chances that a person's really going to carry two guns instead of just one? And doesn't a smaller gun make for easier carry and a more likelihood, greater likelihood, that a person would actually be armed?
And that the person would actually take the gun. And I'm glad you brought that up, because you just brought up the other side of the backup gun debate. Should we carry a backup gun? We've had guests on the program before who said, well, wait a minute. Why don't you find the gun that fits you, that suits you? And when you do, from both a caliber standpoint, stopping power, whatever you think, whatever reasons you've made to carry that gun, isn't that the gun that you're always going to have with you?
Well, some people switch around a lot, but I think there's a tendency to find what works for you and carry that on a regular basis. They say if you knew you'd be in a gunfight today, you'd carry a .45. Just one piece of wisdom that's out there. A lot of people prefer the 9, and you have plenty of ammo.
If I knew I was going to be in a gunfight, I'd carry a shotgun and a bunch of my buds.
Right, a bunch of friends. Right.
There you go. There you go. But, of course, the best gunfight is the one to avoid.
Absolutely.
And we put that all over the place. One of the key principles of Train Me Arizona is avoidance. Avoiding a gunfight is better than winning one.
You better believe it. And that is where, you know, we talk about that a lot on Armed American Radio. Preparation, avoidance, awareness techniques.
Masoud Ayoub makes that point, too. And you may think the guy's a wuss, or you throw a few dollar bills in the air, and while the guy's looking at those, you duck out. Much better to run away than to have to shoot a guy and spend 5 years of your life in court.
I think Masoud would probably say it like this. I would much rather give him the money that I had in my left pocket and then leave before he knew I was gone.
Something like that.
That's how Masoud would say that. I know that because he has said that to me. And he said it just like that.
And then you have Jeff Cooper, who says that the best gunfight is the one that's over before the other guy knows what's happening.
Right. And never bring a knife to a gunfight. Well, we could have, these are fun. We could go on and on with these because we hear some of these great quotes. Cooper's are great.
Now that we've changed the subject completely from rights and laws.
But that's the round table. We're allowed to do that. We can go around the table and talk about anything we want. When we come back, get this, we're going to talk about Chrysler's new gun-toting pickup truck. That's a fun one. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network. Trucks and guns.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
We are having more fun than a roundtable of gun guys should have. Jim Irvine.
You know, it's funny. We have backup generators and backup hydraulic systems and navigation systems and pilots and engines. I carry a backup magazine, but I don't carry a backup gun. I don't. But I read that article and I thought, how can I have it both ways? And one of my thoughts was, maybe I could have a designated gun in the car. So at least if I'm out, there's something else closer, but I don't have the burden of carrying it.
Well, let's say it this way. Some folks have the need. Law enforcement, obviously,
yep,
has a need for a backup gun. They put themselves out there. They actively seek the things and situations that we avoid. Obviously, it makes sense. Have I? Yes, I have. Is it a habit every day? No, it's not.
Yeah, however, I have on occasion carried a backup gun, but I don't do it on a regular basis. I do like to carry a knife as a backup to the gun, just as for close quarter stuff. Sometimes the knife would be more advantageous than the gun.
Yeah, you got to check your knife laws too. Each state's got different laws. I have no idea what Ohio's are. I know that
Ohio. But the reason I don't carry it all the time, Ohio's is very difficult. We have a concealed handgun license, just like it doesn't apply to the AR magazines we talked about earlier. It also doesn't apply to a knife. So I can if the knife has to be carried in plain sight. So I can conceal a gun, but if I conceal the knife, that's a felony.
See, now here in Arizona, it's a concealed weapons law, and you can carry anything you want. You could carry a chainsaw if that was really your preferred. So there's no limitation.
Sean's chuckling. I love it.
It's a free country. There's a book out now, the Traveler's Gun and Knife Law Book, that covers the rules for carrying a knife as well as a gun. And a lot of people are familiar with the White Traveler's Guide. The Gun and Knife Law Book is five times thicker, has a lot more detail, and covers knives for exactly that reason. And in terms of backup, everybody, I love being in a room full of guys and saying, has anybody got a knife? And they all whip out their, you know, Spyderco with the special serrated whatever. But you should carry some other form of lower use of force, a baton, a spray, a knife, so you don't have only one option, go to the gun. And most of these incidents, here's a myth that maybe we can explore sometime, Mark. Everybody's carrying, but there's so few incidents that we had a guy who gave up his permit because he carried for 7 years and he didn't get anything. He, like, wanted bag limits on bad guys.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So when you really look at
bag
it...
Bag limits.
I know. Statistically, there's a lot of defensive gun uses, DGUs, but most guys who carry don't actually have a story, and that's good because you don't want to get involved in that kind of thing if you can avoid it. And in most parts of town, you ride your bicycle, you go to the grocery store, you come home, and it's fine. And the chances of needing your primary gun are fairly small, thank God. The idea that you'd get into a situation where your primary gun would be absolutely critical and your backup gun would be the difference between life or death. I mean, we're doing a book now on what to do after a shooting, and backup gun does not come into it, as near as I can tell, for the average civilian. The thing's called after the shoot, your gun's hot, the perp's not, now what? And most people say, well, you call 911, which turns out to be a bad idea in some respects because you blab into the phone and you end up convicting yourself. And what are your options there? No state actually requires a 911 call, but if you don't call, the prosecutors will say you had something to hide. It's a very difficult problem. So the idea of a backup gun goes way beyond the point at which you would actually need your primary firearm. And then if you need it, you got to have it.
And, you know, you've just touched on what I think you and I will do in the very near future as a subject for an upcoming broadcast, and that will be after the shooting. We have discussed it here, of course, with some experts, but I don't think, Sean, we've never dedicated a full hour or two to the topic, and we should.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You put out a scenario, and you ask your listeners, if this happens, then this happens, then this happens. So you pull out your firearm, you get a good tight group, you drop the guy. Now what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Was the shoot clean? You know, they talk about a clean shoot. Should you talk to the police if it's clean? Should you keep your mouth shut? And then sometimes they suspect you did something. It's complex. It's very important. It doesn't get enough attention. But the USCCA, one of your sponsors, has looked at this in detail. They do articles on it.
That's
it's
right.
A very important subject to examine.
I
really like Masada Yoob's take on that, which is all you tell the police is, I was in fear for my life. I want to talk to my lawyer.
Actually, Masada Yoob has a four-step plan, and I have a lawyer who's in this new book of ours who says, don't say you were in fear for your life because anything you say can and will be used against you, and here's how they use that. You were in fear for your life, so you weren't thinking rationally, were you? How afraid were you? What, were you out of your mind with fear? Were you just a little afraid? They'll use it against you. Ayoob has a four-step plan, and he actually told me, Alan, you've done a lot of good things, but I don't like what you did here because I have a different suggestion. But he says, number one, that man attacked me. So you establish it. You're the innocent, you're the victim, and he's the perpetrator. This is evidence, and you point out the evidence. These are witnesses, and you point out witnesses, and I have nothing to say unless I speak to my lawyer. So he's got four steps, and USCCA backs that as well. And that's got some pros and some cons about it, but it's basically excellent advice. That man attacked me.
It is very difficult to blanket a situation in a discussion. And I think the way that you phrase that is about the best I've heard so far, Alan. Obviously, each individual attack would be different. You're sitting in your car at an ATM.
That's right.
You know, any of these are, and this is where these violent encounters occur.
Marty Hayes, who I think is in Georgia, in your state.
He's in Washington. Washington State.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else. He's trained, I forget how many, 32,000 students. He's had 56 armed confrontations. None of his people have been arrested. And 90% of the events happen outside the home, 10% in. And in a perfectly clean shoot, the door's broken in from the outside, the guy's wearing a ski mask, the guy fires first, your wife takes him out, and the police don't take you downtown, and it's perfectly clean, and they know it. If a perfectly clean shoot happens at 2 in the morning out on the street, it's automatically not a perfectly clean shoot because it's 2 in the morning.
Right.
Who were the witnesses? Were there any witnesses? A very complex subject.
It is, and it's one that we need to discuss in detail. And, you know, Florida years ago, and I'm sure they probably still do to new permittees, but since the Stand the Ground law passed in 05, I'm not sure if they do or not. If anybody knows, feel free to call in, because I simply renew my Florida permit now. But I haven't seen the brochure. They used to have a brochure, and they would give you about 5 or 6 different scenarios, real-life scenarios, and as examples. And it was kind of a quiz, and they asked you, did this man have the right to defend himself with his gun?
Right.
And then when you answer, you answer in your head, yeah, it sure sounds like he did. And right down below it says that man is now doing a 3-year mandatory aggravated assault with a deadly weapons charge.
Right.
Okay, so these are very, very serious topics, ladies and gentlemen, very serious topics. When your gun goes bang, your life's going to change.
Well, when your gun goes bang, you then have to defend yourself against a charge of murder. Now, maybe it's an easy defense, maybe not, but there's a guy lying on the ground and you have a smoking gun. The prosecutors proceed to see if they can get a murder charge to stick. And you're taking a chance on writing your entire life savings over to a lawyer. So you don't want to drop the hammer unless your life depends on it.
Yeah, that's the purpose and intent, and hopefully no one ever finds themselves in that situation. But guess what, folks?
And that even in Castle Doctrine states, that's still true. People think you can't be charged. You absolutely can in any of the Castle Doctrine states. It's a leg to stand on that helps you in your defense.
Exactly.
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, we come back. When we come back, we'll talk about some concealed carry clothing and techniques. We're getting ready to go into the fall, Al Gore. It's going to start to cool off. Different ways to carry when we come back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new tuck-and-go inside-the-waistband holsters. The tuck-and-go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck-and-Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back, folks. Man, the time is just flying, Sean.
It always does. But, yeah, today seems to be a really good smooth sailing show.
I'm looking at the clock. I blink, and I go back, and we've got bumper music coming in. So let's jump right in, folks. Let's jump right in. Our lines are full. The seats are taken at the round table. We will get to a call here momentarily. I am joined in the round table by Jim Irvine. Jim, how are you?
Doing good. Enjoying the conversation.
It's a fun one. Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Alan, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here, of course.
And George, the Mad Ogre Hill.
I am here and ready. You've got some gun questions for me.
The FNX9 from FNH, the new double action auto. I've looking at a photo of it, and it looks really purdy.
It is a great gun. What they did was they basically just gave it kind of a facelift. They had the FNP, the FNP 40, the FNP 9mm, and the FNP 45, and the 45 caliber version was by far the more popular and sells a ton of them. I've personally sold a mess of them. And what they did for the FNX is they basically took the FNP series and made it look like small versions of the FNP 45. So it's got a more aggressive look. It's got some forged slide serrations. It's got better texturing on the grip. It's a great gun, but everything that made the FNP so good is still there. Very smooth, extremely accurate. It's a great gun.
It's got nice lines to it.
Yeah,
I would like to have the opportunity to fire this thing. I'm going to work on that. Plus, I love their logo.
Yeah. Now, you can read a review of the FNP series in Concealed Carry Magazine in their archives. I did a review on a FNP 9mm, and it was a very good gun.
You know, we've mentioned Concealed Carry. Alan has been kind enough, too. Let's direct you over there to join the USCCA.com, folks. www.jointheuscca.com. We are holding open three packages for you. We're going to keep them open. It is for listeners of Armed American Radio only. You will not see these in print anywhere. It's not in the magazine. It's not in any other advertisements. It's what we're giving you as radio listeners. You'll only hear it here. It's jointheuscca.com. And if you're not ready to pull the trigger, no pun intended. No, pun intended. There's free stuff there. You can get free stuff. We all like free stuff. Everybody's a fan of getting a free product. And this one is your state laws, your state concealed carry laws. It's a PDF. I believe it's about there's another 20-page booklet in there. Just click there and boom, it downloads instantly. And you can learn a little bit more about the United States Concealed Carry Association doing some great things to fight for your right to carry a concealed handgun. And the magazine, chock full of great stuff. We're getting ready to transition to fall. And that means, that's right, Al Gore, it's going to get colder. And when it does, because it always does, because we live on the earth and it gets a little cooler, we change our attire somewhat. Now, Alan, you're out in Arizona, and you're
well,
in a free
change.
State. You don't really change that much, unless you're living up north. But you're not, I guess I liken you to how I transitioned, you know, attire in Florida. You maybe went from shorts to jeans and a T-shirt.
You know, Arizona, actually, it gets down to freezing in Phoenix in the middle of the winter at night, and some of the plants and cactus freeze a little, so we do have seasons. I mean, it was 113 today during the day, and you get used to that. It's a much more difficult to conceal, to carry discreetly, as we prefer to say, when it's very hot. But you wear a shirt out, and you do it that way. You use a leg holster, thunderwear, or you carry a smaller firearm. It can certainly be done. And they do hide the global warming thing here. This is the fourth year in a row that it didn't get as hot as it was. But they just mentioned that the temperature has eased up. They don't mention that global warming sort of took a break, and they play the Al Gore card. I got an article coming up in page 9 on that, how they notice that the weather's getting cooler, but they don't want to say that global warming isn't real.
Yeah, you know, I read something today about Houston going to kind of buck the trend there, because Houston is going to have its first summer where it didn't get over 100. Is that right, Sean?
Yes.
Ah, see? So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't equate climate with weather.
Oh, I know, I know. They throw all this stuff at us.
And you know how bad it is? I mentioned before that the difference between Obama and his dog, Bo, is that Bo has papers. That's a dog joke. That's a political joke. That's an issue about a birth certificate. And I told that to somebody, and they said, that's racist.
Oh, Lord.
There's no racism in it whatsoever. It's a redneck joke. It's a dog joke.
Redneck joke.
Right? No, it's racist, and they're still angry at me. The only reason they see it as racist is because Obama's black, or half black, or whatever you want to say.
Which is the racist point of view right there.
Yes.
There you go.
The person charging racism is typically the racist.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Hey, guys, we believe it or not, the clock is ticking again. Folks, on the carry methods. Jim, you're in Ohio. It gets cold. I have to ask you to go quickly here because we have a call from Ed Rouse, and we want to get to him within the next, I was going to say about 4 seconds, so we'll ask you to go quick. You get to wear the heavy coats up there.
I carry the same gun in basically the same area, but in the wintertime I will go to a duty carry type holster and then just let the jacket that I'm wearing conceal it. That allows me to carry heavy clothing. I can be out shoveling snow or sledding and still have a firearm readily at handable and available to me.
And something else, too, you can go from a Smith & Wesson M&P full-size 9 to one of the compacts as well, which will help depending on what attire and what area of the country you're in. You can, as Alan mentioned, you can transition from a larger gun to a smaller frame. That works, too. Ed Rouse, father of America's heroes, welcome to Armed American Radio. Time is getting by us, my friend. How are you?
It's just great, Mark. I know it's a tight deal, so just a great show tonight. So just wanted to – you answered my questions already, so just thanks.
Oh, okay. Hey, that was easy, Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the two heroes? Where are they?
They're both still in different parts of California right now on maneuvers this week. So
okay, so they haven't left the country.
Not yet. No.
Okay. Yeah, well, God bless them. Make sure you I'm following them here on the Facebook page. I see them popping up all the time. And, again, you know, thank them for their service, which we all do. We're going to be adding another hero here soon to the
Excellent.
Page.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to put another one up on America's Heroes page on armedamericanradio.com in the very near future. Gentlemen, I'm going to go around the table one at a time and thank each of you. Jim Irvine, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Pleasure is mine. I enjoy the show. It's fun whether I'm listening to it or being a part of it. I always learn something, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Alan Corwin, you have got to promise to come back real soon.
You tell me when, Mark. And let me mention, on that Senate Bill 1070 thing, I got to see the training video that the police watch, and I'll be doing a report on that. You can go to gunlaws.com, and there's a place there to sign up. I'll make sure you get it. Everything you've heard in the news about Senate Bill 1070 was basically wrong, and it obscured Senate Bill 1108, our constitutional carry law, which was much more important. It's fundamental rights and the Bill of Rights, and they're yelling and screaming about a crime control law.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch Alan's stuff over at gunlaws.com, and it is a wealth of information. What you heard here on Armed American Radio is but a taste of what you can get on Alan's website, and all the self-defense books you want are up there. You know, Alan's got it going on. Check it out at gunlaws.com. George, the Mad Ogre, you know we love you.
Oh, Mark, you got to come out and do some prairie dog hunting with us out
there. Yeah, I know. I've got a couple invites I've got to work with, too. I got to go hit a wild boar up in Tennessee here real soon with the folks from Extreme Shock. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much. We will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry everywhere, and check us out at armedamericanradio.com.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.